Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Saints football is almost here. Thank God. Saints Happy Hour needs your support. We need money to buy the finest meats and cheeses to pay Thomas in Poland. We need money to buy show intros like Sean Payton and to have mediocre audio. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And access to our private Discord channel to talk Saints 24/7. And the world-famous booze bundle with four swag items. Annual patrons get a month for free. So go sign up at saintshappyhour.com and support the show. Do it. Go right now. Go to saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy podcast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football.
What?
Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. We have a great...
That was super low entry. That was super low energy.
I was laughing because...
Like, can you give me a little bit more oomph?
I can't. I was laughing too hard because you said you answered Sean Payton when he said Andrew doesn't know football. You answered like it was the first time you had ever heard it. You were like deeply offended.
I am deeply offended. I would get over it easier if he hadn't blocked me on Twitter.
And it threw me for a loop, and I'm off my game. But to be fair, let's start with this. We got a great show for you. We're going to talk about Onyemata getting suspended. We're going to talk about how the Saints are going to overcome it. We're going to talk about potential options. We're going to talk about Marcus Williams not getting signed. And we're going to talk about if they'll sign Richard Sherman or not. And we'll take some questions from people. And we got trivia.
And Windows update.
and maybe Dave should stop watching porn so his computer works.
Stop watching
Yeah. All right. Now I have to address two things. The first thing I'll address is the most recent allegation made against me right here, right now. I was not watching porn. This was just a standard Windows update. This had nothing to do with porn. Second of all, I want to just go back to last week's episode for a second. And I just wanted to let you guys know I had multiple people approach me this week. Approach me this week and say the palace throwing a party at the Palace of Versailles is so much bougier than going to Turks.
That's right, it is. Well, I mean,
I just wanted this.
Well, I mean, the Versailles party, it won like 80 to 20. So
it would
have
been 100-0.
People agreed with you. We know everybody knows deep in his heart, Andrew is bougie to the max. We know. We love AF. Andrew, but we know that.
Bougie AF.
Yeah.
Hey, all I got to say is that there was a lot of vitriol, anger. Our patrons were not happy about the selection, you two. And I'm counting you, Thomas, back there.
That's right.
I know we can't see your face, but you were in on this.
Damn, we're mad.
You guys picked...
blame me. Blame the poll guy.
Yeah, well... Named the poll guy. People. I'm just saying the Yahoo Finance, everyone people, felt like that should have won.
Should have won. And they're wrong.
And you guys picked Advocare. Sorry, let me quote Ralph. You guys voted for Advocare. And you guys were wrong.
You guys were wrong.
Yeah.
Well, people were mad at us this week on Twitter, but
this is not a democracy anymore.
That's right. But then Saints Twitter went from mad to it got sad and it got dark. Thomas, play the music.
Already? Okay.
Already. Play the music.
Holy shit.
Play the music.
That came out of nowhere.
I know it did. I'm sorry.
Hello,
I didn't say.
Darkness, my old friend.
I mean, here's the thing, man. Saints Twitter, it got dark. It got dark at the end of the week because you got Marcus Williams didn't get extended. He didn't sign the extension. And then Onyemata gets suspended for 6 games. And Andrew, we'll get into the depth chart about with the defensive tackles in a minute. But Onyemata getting suspended, it's not worst case for the Saints because he's not out for the year. But if you told me pick a guy that the Saints absolutely cannot lose, I think Onyemata would be in my top 3 for the Saints. Like, that's how critical he is. And now he's gone for 6 games because he got high on the HGH.
I would say top four. But yeah.
Top 3, that's adorable. Top 4, I don't know. I think that's adorable also. I don't know.
Adorable?
You don't,
is that,
I don't
like,
know.
Your is that your condescending way of saying I know more about football than you guys?
That's my condescending way of saying you guys are idiots, I guess, really.
So that's,
I'm not saying I know more about football.
So who, okay. All right. So I would give Lattimore. I would
who
give
might get
DeMario
suspended
Davis,
as well.
And I would give,
we're talking about defense.
No, I'm just talking players on the roster.
Dude, shoot your dick off.
I would give Lattimore. I would give DeMario Davis. I would entertain Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Besides those three,
Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill. Because one of those guys is going to be the quarterback for your team.
Right, but the other, if one of them gets hurt, then my point is, with those two right now, I don't see a clear difference in terms of who's better. So, like, if one goes down, the other plays, how big of a drop-off is that?
Dave, can
less
you...
Less critical of a player for that.
Can
reason.
You name a defensive tackle on the Saints team, not Malcolm Roach and not Shy Tuttle? Can you name
Albert
another...
Albert Huggins.
Is that a real name? Or did he just make that up?
Oh, Albert Huggins. God.
Come on.
I thought you said it.
Come on.
I mean,
who are you talking to, Andrew?
You.
Why? He asked me to name a defensive tackle. I named a defensive tackle.
My problem is not with you accurately answering the question. Okay.
Lorenzo Neal.
Junior. The second.
Junior. Yeah, Junior.
I mean, so this is interesting.
I would rather Lorenzo Neal, the original, in his current state, playing defensive tackle for the Saints.
Malcolm Roach, is he a DT or is he more of a defensive
tackle? He said besides Malcolm Roach.
Oh.
That was literally in the question.
Do you feel like, Dave, you're just not like, you're laughing at everybody in Saints Twitter
and I'm not saying panic. I don't discredit that losing.
Okay,
David,
so wait, hold on.
Money.
Try again. So quarterback, I've already disproven that. Give us another name.
No,
roster.
Wait. No, you haven't disproven that. Oh, are we talking about more like important players?
Yes.
You don't think that whoever, you don't think Jameis Winston and or Taysom Hill are more important than David Onyemata?
It's not that. What I'm saying is that if one of them were to go down, if they both go down, of course, it's a disaster. But I'm just saying if one goes down, I feel like whether Jameis is the backup or Taysom is the backup, they're the...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The best backups in the NFL, and if either of them are starting, it's not a guarantee they're going to be good. So, like, the drop off from 1 to 1A, to me, like, who knows?
All right. Well, I don't know. Cam Jordan, not last year Cam Jordan, but every other year Cam Jordan, that he would be up there. Marcus Williams. I know you said Marshawn Lattimore, maybe CD Deuce. Look, I love David Onyemata. I think he's great. And like, they're very thin.
I think losing Onyemata because of what you just said, what you literally just finished saying, because of how thin they are behind him, he is more important than all those guys you just named.
Well, Dave, I hope you're laughing at us after like 2 weeks and be like, I told you sons of bitches not to panic.
Albert Huggins is fine.
Yeah. Tuttle is fine. Roach, my UDFA son, is fine. The run defense is holding steady. But I think you're going to be dead wrong. I think teams are going to gash the Saints. But
I think the whole defensive line is totally questionable. You know, Cam Jordan is questionable. Is he going to play like last year? Because if he plays like last year, he was a non-factor for just about most of the games. Now, you don't have Onyemata, and we've lost what's-his-face, Malcolm Brown or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like you're kind of making our case for us here, Dave.
Who is the most critical at his position? Yeah, you could make an argument for David Onyemata, but like, I don't know. Most important overall player. You know, I don't know.
No, I mean you're confusing it with the best player. He's not the best player on the team. Defensive tackle behind him is a dumpster fire, and now they don't have him.
Call me Kamara. Kamara, obviously, he might be the best player on the team, but if Kamara goes down for a week or two. Got Latavius Murray. We've seen Latavius Murray run for 100 yards. We've seen the Saints win.
We gotta go through this depth chart here, and then Thomas. I said Thomas. Saints fans, we are depressed. We are in a bad spot. We on this podcast, we tell it like it is, but we also, it's July, we need to bring the people optimism, we need to get them fired up, we need to make them believe everything's going to be okay. And he said, Ralph, don't worry, I got you, I'll make a Shy Tuttle montage. So we got a Shy Tuttle montage coming that's going to get us believing Shy Tuttle can do anything. It's the best of the best of Shy Tuttle, right? But This depth chart, man, it is sadness, Dave. It is pure sadness. It's Shy Tuttle. It's Jalen Dalton, who sounds like an extra in a Patrick Swayze Roadhouse sequel.
Almost Andy Dalton.
Yeah. I mean,
he might be related.
I mean,
maybe he can play QB.
Ryan Glasgow, he sounds like a midfielder for
like a soccer club
for Scotland.
I was gonna say Ryan Glasgow sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
Albert Huggins sounds like a Civil War colonel that fought against his brother.
Well, who knows? Maybe
Lorenzo Neal Jr. That's good. And then Joshua Bronson. He sounds like a Showtime action hero.
It's Josiah.
Josiah Bronson. Again, sounds like a Showtime movie of the week action hero.
Ralph can't say anyone's name right.
Ralph, that's a Josiah.
Ralph can't say anyone's name right.
You've got a Josiah Bronson fathead on your wall behind you. How do you not know how to pronounce it?
Just because.
In fact, that's three of the defensive tackles on the depth chart right there is fatheads.
That's Bronson, Huggins, amazing. And Glasgow.
I feel like
we got Glasgow, we got Bronson, and who's that third one? Is that Huggins. Yeah, that's Shy Tuttle.
Shy Tuttle.
That's Shy. There he is.
So
he is.
So, yeah, I feel like my terrible fathead wall is becoming a part of the show. It's more of a co-host than Minxy the cat at this point. But
I feel
Thomas,
like you've moved to a different room and we don't hear Minxy as much.
Yeah, you say that now. Is she
on
cue?
Nice.
It's not a sound
nice.
Effect either way.
He
so
heard her name.
Thomas.
Minxy cat, where are you?
Thomas, get to the Shy Tuttle hype video. There it is. Look at this. Now granted, it's Shy Tuttle in high school, but
this is high school?
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, look. Savagery.
Dude, savagery.
That's the big man is.
Look at that. I mean, he could do anything.
He's kind of leaned out a little, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that...
Wow.
Dude, he looks like a terror wearing the numbers. Oh my God. He just murdered somebody.
You're right. I am watching porn on my computer.
Oh, look at that.
I mean,
finally,
if you're not watching the YouTube stream and you're listening to the podcast audio version, you're missing out. Shy Tuttle is destroying people.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Oh,
and
deception.
And then
Matt Ryan.
And then he picks off Matt Ryan. And rumblings. And he gives a stiff arm. Oh, my God. It'll never, ever get. Matt Ryan should have retired out of shame. After he got that. So I'm fired up for Shy Tuttle now. Maybe Dave is right, Andrew. Maybe Shy Tuttle, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually am right.
I feel better. I feel better.
Much better now.
But
what's next?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing though, and Skooks brought this up on Twitter. Should Taysom play defensive tackle? Because he can do anything. Should we play Taysom?
Ooh, I like it.
Because Taysom can do anything.
Especially with his new quarterback body. You know, it sounds like a great idea.
I mean, can he play defensive tackle?
Or you put him you put Taysom at end and you move Cam Jordan inside?
Yes. Can he play any position you want him to play and play it well? Yes.
The whole kick Cam Jordan inside thing.
What is that?
Like, he played like three snaps.
Yeah, like...
In what world is that a thing?
I read that on ESPN. They rated the top defensive ends, and one of the personnel people they talked to is like, Cam Jordan is great because you can move him inside and he can dominate there. And I was like,
what?
I was like, wait a minute. Did I miss something? Or is that the most bullshit thing I've ever heard in my life? Like, Cam Jordan doesn't play inside. But then I was, like, doubting myself. I'm like, because I drink a lot during the games, and I'm usually sloshed.
I just hope that was a coordinator. It was coordinated as a random coordinator.
Yeah.
I hope to God he coaches in the AFC, and he just hasn't watched any tape. You know what I'm saying?
I hope to God it wasn't Dennis Allen.
God.
Well, I'd feel better if it was Dennis Allen, because then maybe there was some credence to it, and he just hasn't like utilized it yet. You know, like he's seen it in practice or whatever. But yeah, that would be really funny if it was like Atlanta's offensive coordinator.
Oh my God! I hope it's an AFC East
that would
coordinator.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah, it would.
That would be great, but Taysom can do anything. We'll get to maybe a little bit more on the Taysom and Jameis thing. That's getting really interesting. But seriously, they got cap space, Andrew, because they didn't extend Marcus Williams. We'll get to that in a second. But they've got to add a veteran guy somewhere. They're gonna add a veteran guy between now and week one, right? They got it. Whoever it'll be, Thomas can give us the list in a second.
Look, corner, receiver, defensive tackle. So there's a lot of positions on this team now all of a sudden.
Dave, if I told you the Saints, they can only add one guy, you don't have to give me a name, but tell me, corner, receiver, defensive tackle. I'll give you – they'll add one guy before week one, and that guy will be above average. You can pick the position. What position do you want?
This is like Sophie's Choice. I mean, there's no wrong answer.
Could you use a reference from the last 35 years? So 90% of the people listening to this podcast, they don't know what the fuck Sophie's Choice is.
I got to be honest with you. I don't even know what Sophie's Choice is.
I was going to say, what is Sophie's Choice?
I mean, I know I know what it means, like, but it's like based on a movie, right? I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, it's like Sophie's Choice is more dated than Lorenzo's Oil.
Sophie's Choice is, yeah, I've never seen the movie, but
Sophie's Choice, 1982 American drama.
Lorenzo Neal's Oil.
Oh my God,
it's Lorenzo Neal Jr.
That is the worst joke I've ever heard.
Yeah, that was terrible.
A Polish immigrant with a dark secret from her past who shares a boarding house in Brooklyn with her tempestuous lover, Nathan, and young writer Stingo. That's
What's the year?
Who was in the movie?
1982. Meryl Streep.
Oh, of course, Meryl Streep.
I mean, what kind of reference is that, Dave?
Meryl Streep, Kevin Kline, and Peter McNeil.
Am I
going to
start talking about Bart Starr's tape?
I know, Jesus. Like, you would have been.
Is this the Joe Namath podcast?
I didn't think
Autogram.
I didn't think that was that dated of a reference.
I mean, we are the dons of old Saints Twitter now.
YA Tittle podcast.
Oh my God, you aren't kidding.
just trying to keep up with the young Jameis 101s out there. but anyway, to answer your question, I don't know. I can't pick. You know, I'm not going to say defensive tackle just because we were just talking about that. So I'll say cornerback. I mean, what the hell? They need all of those positions, and they need them badly.
I want them to sign Snacks. That's pretty cute, Dave. Snacks Harrison, because his name is Snacks.
That's a great, you know. I mean, keep him away from me because who knows?
Andrew.
It's like a Keebler elf going to play.
Keep him away from Bucky's.
Bucky's, you aren't kidding. Bucky's is amazing. I had a 70-ounce cherry Coke from there today. It just filled through my veins. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of proud of this this tweet right here.
Yeah.
You said the Saints currently have no average quality DTs on their roster. That's just a fact. A very fragile roster. Just got a swift kick in the junk, and I responded, I'll be looking for responses here that try to argue otherwise. Then I'll know who is all in on Quan Alexander. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean,
I think a lot of my jokes are funny.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
Right. Like, there's a lot of jokes that I throw out there that I think are hilarious, and then I'm just like, hey, what do you think? And you guys are always like, that's terrible.
Leave the funny stuff to me. And sometimes.
And Monadula.
Yeah. Hey man, I don't know.
Monadula is only funny when he makes sense, which is like 10% of the time.
He hasn't added me with any dumb dad joke responses in a while.
Monadula, what you
dare
slip?
I say
slipping.
I'm
slipping.
I'm
get on that.
Podcast ads are the worst, right? Everyone hates them. You can get Saints Happy Hour ad free by becoming a patron. That's right. Patrons get access to every show ad-free. No ads ever. You also get Breaking Saints News Podcast, Saints Player Grades, early access to shows, and behind-the-scenes access. Plus, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7 in private with other Saints Happy Hour listeners. And you get our world-famous booze bundle with 4 swag items. Amazing. So sign up and never have to suffer through another ad again. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
Andrew, they're gonna add somebody, right? They gotta do something. They have to.
Yeah. Defensive tackle, a corner. I think both, honestly, both positions. It's just, look, maybe they'll get into camp and be pleasantly surprised. I think that's what happens a lot of times is you go into camp and you kind of assess what you have, and we've seen it. I'm trying to think back when they added Gillislee at running back. And what
they
year
added
was that,
after, they added him after a mini camp, I think.
Yeah, and so like they took a look at the running backs, and they were like, I think this was when Ingram was suspended, right?
Yep.
I think Ingram was suspended, and they were like, yeah, let's see what we have in these UDFAs, and you know, 2 weeks in a practice, we're like, nope, go get Gillislee, you know. And so I think we'll probably see that with camp, where they'll assess it and. Mm-hmm. After 2 weeks, they may say, man, Adebo's progress is insane, and he's looking better and better each day, and he's learning quickly, and maybe there's an opportunity to play him early in the season, so maybe they'll hang on, and or you know, maybe Jalen Dalton, or Malcolm Roach, or, you know, they're tearing it up and they're like, yeah, Dave's UDFA son. Things are looking good. But, like, yeah, I think they'll assess what they have and maybe get pleasantly surprised. But I think that's kind of a long shot at this point. And if that doesn't play out, then they have to add someone. They have to. And it's not that they're going to replace David Onyemata. I don't think that's possible. That ship has sailed. Like, they're going to have to wait 6 weeks for him to come back to get an upgrade at that position at this point. But it's all about kind of mitigating, like, I don't want to call it a disaster, but, like, that's officially a point of serious concern. And if you can get someone in there to at least hold it down, they may have to outsource that.
Well, here's
they have enough in the building to keep that stable.
Here's the concern, Dave, and it was a tweet that Andrew tweeted that was actually a good joke by him. He said, at least if you're going to get suspended, you know, you're better off juicing your balls off than trying to shoot your dick off. And here's the thing. I thought Onyemata, when I saw that he was going to get suspended, was going to be like 4 games. He got 6. I thought I was thinking Lattimore, if he gets suspended, it'll be like 1 game or 2 games. Dude, if they lose Onyemata for 6 and Lattimore for 4, they are fucked.
Yeah, that's not a good look. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think it's going to stay at 6? I mean, he's not going to appeal this and maybe get it down to 4?
He's already tweeted saying he takes responsibility for what he puts in his body, yada, yada, yada. That doesn't sound like an appeal to me. That doesn't sound like this was a strong injustice.
This sounds like a guy who he went through the appeal process and he tweeted it out on Friday because he knew it was going to go live and his appeal was already done. Yeah. Like it was done. So, I mean, but I'd love it, Dave, if he could get it down to 4 because 6 is a long time. I mean, that
I would take it for 5.5 if he could get a quarter, you know, a second half of that 6 game. I'd be down for that.
Yeah. So we got that still on the horizon. So the dark Thomas, keep the.
But look, my thing is, you know, he's playing it off as like, yeah, I know I'm responsible for my body, but like I have this regimen and I was taking a bunch of supplements and I guess one of them was tainted. My bad, but I didn't know and it's my mistake. Like, I would almost rather if you like, look, if you're gonna lose 6 games, I hope it's horse tranquilizer, Argentinian goat blood mixed with Ralph, what did you say? The Lance Armstrong cocktail.
The Lance Armstrong cocktail.
A little, like, blood doping sprinkled on top. Like, seriously, like, I want you to come back from the suspension
wrecking
and look like a freaking alien.
Yeah,
you know,
secret labs of WADA.
Like, yeah, well, like, here's a great question.
It's worth it if I'm only going to get 11 games out of you because you got to miss the first 6. Like, let's make sure it's some good shit.
I mean,
you know, let's make sure. Yeah.
Dave, how good does he have to be to make us be like, 6 games? It was cool, David. You got the good shit.
Totally worth it.
Totally worth it. How good does he have to be? How good does he have to be?
10 sacks in those remaining 11 games.
10 sacks in 11 games. Sign me up. That's great.
What?
Yeah. He might be so good next year. One of our podcasts for the Daily Show can be like, who needs to get on the Onyemata regimen to up their game? And we can.
Ralph, you are so right, though. It's so funny. Like, we talk about this with NFL players, and it's just like, look, I don't care about the suspension. I'm mad you got caught, but be awesome when you get back. And, you know, if we could just go 3-3 while you're gone, and then you play awesome and you help us win a bunch of games, it's all good. It's all good. But, like, you know, baseball, all these other sports, like, you've pissed at the altar of this sacred sport. We could never forgive you. How could you do something so dirty?
You might not get into
sacrilege.
Yeah.
Sacrilege. Football. Get back and be awesome. You better have taken the good shit.
You know who I miss already? Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, my God.
You know he doesn't play defensive tackle, right?
No, but
he misses him.
Who's replacing those, 16 sacks? How many sacks?
13 and a half.
Oh, Carl Granderson, easy.
Andrew's UDFA's son. So we had that bad news come down the pike Friday morning.
Onyemata stuff, that's Malcolm Roach's music. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, here's the thing, too. I want to remind people. That news broke like Friday morning at like 6:45 a.m. patrons, they had a podcast in their custom RSS stream 8:10 a.m. Me and Andrew had broken it down.
Ralph was behind a dumpster.
Like, that's the commitment to you. So if you're not a patron, become a freaking patron. We're the best Saints podcast anywhere. Everybody else, they didn't give you a podcast at 8 fucking a.m. on a Friday breaking down Onyemata's suspension.
You had people tweeting at you saying, hey, where's the breaking news podcast? And you're like, we posted it 3 hours ago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was like, where the fuck you been, buddy? I'm like,
yeah,
he's thinking, oh, we're gonna get
to what kind of operation do you think this is?
Yeah, I mean, we may have poor audio. I may have a background that is of questionable taste.
Jalen Dalton fathead. Yeah,
it may be of questionable taste, but we dominate breaking news podcast. There's no other podcast, Saints podcast, that can fucking touch us.
Top one.
Top, we're one. Everybody else is riding in our wake.
Yeah. Speaking of best podcast, how's the Malta rankings? Any updates there?
Malta ranking number 4. It's embarrassing.
Welcome to Uganda.
What's our friend's name again in Malta?
Miguel.
Miguel, dude, Miguel. You gotta step it up.
Gotta step it up, Miguel.
Do we need to get Miguel back on the show? Is that what it takes?
We need to have a live broadcast in Malta. Maybe the Malta Board of Tourism could sponsor us.
I hope Malta's doing well with the Delta variant.
So you are not kidding.
That wasn't a joke.
Dave, me and Andrew did the breaking news podcast on Marcus Williams not signing his extension, and we talked about it in the Spotify Green Room. Why, Butch, by the way, download the Spotify Green Room on your phone. Join us every Wednesday. It's awesome. But Dave, what was your thoughts on Marcus Williams not signing the extension? I was stunned. I had to have Thomas do 2 separate graphics because I thought it was a sure thing. Thomas had done the Marcus Williams signs the extension, then he had to do a graphic where he crossed it out, signing the extension. He had to do another one that he didn't. So what were your thoughts? Were you as surprised as me that Marcus Williams didn't sign the extension?
And I was definitely hopeful. It could have potentially freed up a lot of money for the Saints and to maybe be a little bit more aggressive, right now at the before training camp or maybe during training camp. But, I mean, he's still only on the books for this year, and the next year he's not on the books. So, they'll still have that free money and decide what they want to do next year. But hope Marcus Williams doesn't get injured, I guess.
I know. God, he's risking a ton because yep. That dude, his calling yep. card, I mean, he's smart and he works hard and all that, Andrew, but his calling card is his range. And if he gets a knee injury, like it's gone. Like 25, 30 million and guaranteed that the Saints were probably going to pay him. It's up in smoke. So he took a hell of a risk. Ralph Marlboro here from Saints Happy Hour. You need to join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on the Spotify Green Room app. We are talking Saints or anything New Orleans sports related. On Spotify Green Room, you can interact with us by asking questions or just laugh at me mispronouncing names. Download the Spotify Green Room on your iPhone or Android device, then follow Saints Happy Hour so you can join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. to talk Saints or anything else NOLA sports related. So do it. Download the Spotify Green Room app and join us every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you there.
Yeah, it's not unique. Of all the guys that were franchised, I think one or two got long-term deals. Mouton of the Panthers was one. So we've talked about this dynamic on a daily podcast, but you're in a situation where as your franchise, you get down to the wire and the team knows that you're squeezed. Because the dynamic for the player is very much, I could sign with the teams offering me now, or I can play out the year and make a lot more in free agency as long as I don't get hurt. A lot more. If I don't get tagged again. Actually, if I get tagged again, I make more. So I can make a lot more no matter what, as long as I don't get hurt, right? So that's the dynamic at play. And when I say don't get hurt, it's really just don't get seriously hurt. You can get hurt, miss a couple games. As long as you're playing well, it's fine. The agent doesn't want you to take that offer because the agent knows that if you take an offer that's for a little bit less, that makes you happy, secures your finances long term, and you know takes care of you, it doesn't further the agenda of the NFLPA. Because here's the thing, like if Marcus Williams signs a deal that's $2 million a year below market rate, then he's got other agents calling him, being like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You're running in it for everybody. Your client is Marcus Williams. You got to get him the highest free safety contract out there so that I can get my client the highest free safety contract next year. Like, what are you doing? You're running it for all of us. And, you know, I think that's a major dynamic on top of the fact that players think they're indestructible. Players have egos. And so a lot of them, you know, and the agents are telling him, look, stay out of the way. Like, let me do my job. You got to trust me here. I'm a professional. I'm one of the best. Like, if I'm telling you to play on a 1-year deal at the franchise tag, you got to trust me on this because I know what I'm doing. And so that's in the player's ear on top of ego. They think they're indestructible. And then, you know, I just think the agents in this process, they help push the envelope on getting these players max deals. But I don't know that, and we're seeing it with these franchise tag players, I don't know that they're advising these players based on the position that they're in to secure their future, because it is a big risk. If he tears his ACL or has concussion problems, like if he has a substantial injury this year, then he's damaged goods. We've seen that so many times in the NFL.
Well, I think Dave, are you still here or you're there? Here's the thing that I was just looking, my screen went black. Sorry. My internet, it shouldn't be so shaky because I have the 25-foot cable now. But my question to you, Dave, is, isn't it even more risky as a safety? Because we've seen the safety market, like it is kind of like Bitcoin. It goes up, it goes down, it's all over the place. So, like,
it's true.
Because if you're a quarterback, you know, Dak Prescott, he got his money.
It's the cryptocurrency of football.
Yeah, like it's the cryptocurrency. So, like, I just feel like Marcus Williams.
Safecoin.
He's taken a huge risk, as someone might say.
And I think anybody playing on a franchise tag, playing the game of football in the NFL, is taking a huge risk. You know, maybe safety a little bit more so, but
do you think he'll be on the Saints in 2022?
Ooh, it's up in the air. It's really up in the air. I mean, it really is. If he gets injured, probably not. If he doesn't play well, probably not. You know, if he does play well, then I'm sure they'll go back to the drawing board and try to sign a long-term deal. But
yeah, I mean, I get why the agents are pushing the envelope, because like he's just another dude to the agent, and the agent's thinking X amount of clients, X amount of years doing the profession, right? And so, like, he wants to kind of keep pushing the envelope. They all do. But for the player, what are we really talking about here? Like, if the Saints offered him, let's say, $30 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what is he passing up? $40 million guaranteed? And so that's the question you have to ask yourself just logically from a business standpoint. When you're 23, 24 years old, would you rather $30 million guaranteed or the risk of, you know, $5 million. Let's say you tear an ACL and you get stuck with a 1-year $5 million deal because someone wants you to prove it, right? And it's not even guaranteed. But if you don't get hurt, what are you making? Like 10 million guaranteed more? 15? So it's like, do you want to take $30 million with like your, or do you want to go to door number two, which is floor of $5 million, ceiling of 40?
Yeah, and to me, I just feel like Marcus Williams, he's not like, I bet you he's not gonna make that much more significantly than what the Saints were offering him, unless he balls out and has that double-digit turnovers.
If you hit free agency, though, Ralph, the thing is then you have 32 teams competing for your service. So that's where I think you're wrong. I think the Saints probably did lowball him, you know, because they're up against the deadline. And they said the Saints made what they felt was a fair offer. They couldn't come to terms. Marcus Williams didn't agree to it. They've been really quiet about it. So that tells me that everything's been on the up and up. We've heard nothing. So, like, Marcus Williams' agent has played ball with Mickey Loomis. Mickey Loomis hasn't gone to the press, which he never does. So, like, they've kept things internal. So, like, that's good. But they couldn't come to terms. And, you know, again, it's just like I'm always going to err on the side of, like, especially like what we've experienced in the last year, dude, with COVID. Like, we don't know, like, the Delta variant's out there. Like, we think we're going to be in person in these stadiums this year, but, like, who knows? Like, tomorrow isn't promised. Like, this past year, we've learned that more than ever. Take the money, man. You know?
Yeah.
Like, take the cash.
Speaking,
that's what I would do.
Speaking of taking the cash, Dave, Lattimore, Armstead, one of them's got to get done either before the season starts or during the year, because if the Saints, if they don't sign, they can only franchise one person, right? So they got to get Lattimore or Armstead done. And then maybe you sign another one and you only lose one of the guys. So Armstead, Lattimore, who gets the giant bag of money before week one?
This is like a Sophie's choice.
Wow. Oh, my God. You with this.
I'm kidding.
Thomas, get a Sophie's choice poster.
Lorenzo's oil.
Up.
This is the Lorenzo's Neal oil. I don't know. When do we find out about Lattimore's legal troubles?
I don't know. Like, still waiting.
You know, when's his next court date? Is he going to plead guilty and get this over with? Is he going to plead not guilty, fight it? But I mean, you know,
I don't think Lattimore's getting suspended.
I don't think he's going to get suspended. I'm just wondering. Yeah, I mean,
I've seen Kat Terrell. Yeah, I've seen Kat Terrell and like Nick Underhill like say like, oh, they're still waiting. But like, I mean, I could be wrong about this, but I just feel like he's not going to get charged. And even if he did, one of the guys in the car would fall on the sword for him. He'd be like, here's $10,000. Go to jail for 2 days. Take the fall. Fall on the sword for me. Here's 20K, and it goes away. Like, there's no way Lattimore is facing any charges for this.
I'd be surprised. I'm with you, Andrew.
Matt makes a good point in the chat room. Armstead might be the bigger priority than Lattimore at this point. But Andrew, you made a good point. If they sign Armstead to a market deal, that'll be like $40 million of tackle they'll have invested. That is a ton of money. And I'm not saying it wouldn't work out because they're both awesome and I'd be for it. But that is a ton of money invested.
Yeah, you kind of got to hedge your bets by position group, I think, a little bit.
Well,
so, yeah.
I mean,
if you're going to
have a young quarterback come in, you want to have two good left and right tackles, don't you? Joe Burrow sure would like $80 million invested in tackles, right?
Yeah,
that's fair. Wargoat4, I don't know if I said that right, Wargot4, he said he's definitely getting suspended now that y'all said he's not getting suspended.
That's right.
Yeah, that's done. Lock that in.
Remind us.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Also, I want to give a shout out someone right at the top of this show. Anthony Enriquez said, Ralph, that your opening was so low energy that he might fall asleep while texting and driving. But no, the other funny one was, let's see, where was I wanted to give a shout out to this person. I forgot about this. Hold on, I'm looking for it. Oh yeah, it was Jason who said, Jason Champagne, he said, who dat say they're gonna play defensive tackle for the Saints this season. I appreciated that.
Gabe says karma for Bounty Gate. That's Vikings fans stuck in 2009. Before we get to Richard Sherman, Ted Ginn retired from the NFL. I didn't realize that he was considered himself still a player in the league. Ted Ginn, the Ted Ginn experience was
really a success.
It was a success for the Saints. It was really fun in 2017. He had arguably the best season of his career. His hands suddenly turned into to be very good. He had, and by the way, in 2017, Ted Ginn was a monster in both of the playoff games. Like, he caught a ton of balls. But this is the thing with Ted Ginn is
so Ted Ginn isn't going. Orgot 4 is on fire. So Ted Ginn isn't coming on off IR, I guess.
He's not.
No, he's retiring.
That is a Saints Twitter joke staple.
Someone sent that on Twitter earlier this week, and that catch that he made inside 2 minutes against the Rams, really should have been the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Before the whole Tommy Lee thing.
It should have been the nail in the coffin. It should have been Ted Ginn's crowning achievement. And Ted Ginn should be in the pantheon with, like, Porter and other guys for the Saints that made huge plays. Pierre Thomas, guys that were huge in playoff games. But it wasn't to be. And I was going to say, like, the Ted Ginn, overall, his experience with the Saints was really fun. But when I think of him, it kind of makes me sad because I think of the NFC Championship game and I think of that punt that he caught from Breeze and the Saints didn't score and we know how it went.
That punt. That was the apex of Drew Breeze' lack of arm strength because it was the first time in history that I can remember that Ted Ginn was running a go route and the defender covering him was like 2 yards in front of him. Somehow he never ran past him, which was crazy because Ted Ginn was insanely fast. And Breeze gave it everything he had. And he underthrew it so badly, and the defender was so far in front again that all he had to do was kind of jump up and catch it. And, that was an amazing play. But here, you know what's funny about Ted Ginn, and this is what I'll always remember about him, just kind of watching tape and stuff. I always thought, like, his routes were kind of terrible. Like, his crossing routes, his comeback routes, not very good. But they were always wide fucking open. It was because his deep speed was so insane that the defenders respected it. And so while, like, the way it wasn't fluid at all, like, his comeback route was terrible. Like, he would kind of have, like, this catch where he would fall to the ground and kind of defend himself of the ball as he caught it. Like, it was just, like, terrible technique. Not how you would write it up, but it was effective because his speed was so insane that it set it all up. And it was like he could get away with that because of how fast he was.
He was the king, Dave, of making the business decision and stepping out of bounds. Like, he never
took... That's exactly what I was going to say.
He never made and he never tried to run over anybody. But the thing is, he played for so long, like, you can't argue with it. Like, it worked.
14 years in the NFL. Right. You don't get that by putting your head down and turning up field.
Yeah. So before we get to Richard Sherman, I want to remind people, if you want
my wife
to put a Raspberry Pi.
If you want Ralph's wife.
Ralph's wife, my wife, to put a pie in my face. We got to get to the 350 patrons. We're only at 283. We got to get to 350 by week one of the preseason. Sign up for the podcast. We had Opie, we had Dan, and we had Steven. They all signed up, became annual patrons. They get the box, they get the everything for a year, for and they get
aren't we still waiting to give away 3 subscriptions?
We are Patreon, I'm gonna choke out a help desk person at Patreon. They are being uncooperative to the max. I don't know if we're gonna be able to do this.
They don't want our cash.
They don't want our money, and it's driving me fucking insane. We will, these 3 people, we will get them something of value, I promise. But Andrew, Richard Sherman, he's been sort of our
poster child,
or like we're thirsty for him, as the kids say. We want him. Like,
is that a Richard Sherman fathead behind you?
It might be.
He's this year's system corner.
But he got arrested for burglary, domestic violence this week. And it's bad in a sense of it was bad what he did. He fought with his brother-in-law, I think. He was drunk. He had drinking a bottle of Hennessy, a bottle of vodka. But he said afterwards he had problems to
his
work
BAC
through.
His BAC was Ralph Malboro.
Yeah, his BFC, his blood alcohol level was Hennessy. But here's the thing. That 911 call, we don't want to make fun of Richard Sherman because he admitted, look, I got problems. I need to work through some issues. But Dave, I don't know if you listened to that 911 call. That 911 call operator was horrific. Like, it was literally a checklist of what not to do, I feel like, on a 911 call.
Yeah, no, I think we should all be concerned for Richard Sherman, but I got to be honest with you, the 911 operator dispatcher, I'm more concerned for her. So, like, you know, Richard Sherman, forget it. That's not even a big deal. He'll get some help. I don't know whether anything can help that lady. She was just like totally rude. Like I've watched many episodes of Rescue 911 hosted by William Shatner.
That's right.
In the 80s, in the 90s, growing up, and I never watched one dramatization where the 911 dispatcher was a Karen. And it was like she didn't even want to be there. She was like pissed off that she was even at work that day and that she had to deal with somebody who was having a personal crisis.
She put in for PTO and got denied, and she just wasn't having it.
And I mean, but like, seriously, I think she stole the show, and she totally totally distracts from the fact that Richard Sherman had a miniature mental breakdown or moment of rage or whatever, because I feel like everybody's talking about this woman and not Richard Sherman's problems.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad when you think about it.
It was really sad because they had the dogs attacking Richard Sherman. Like, we laugh about it because she was horrible, but thankfully nothing tragic happened to Richard Sherman. But something tragic could have happened to him. And I'm telling you, if something would have really gone wrong, and we listed, it wouldn't be funny with the 911.
I really want to follow up on this. Like, let's see if I can Google. Where was this? This was in
King County, Washington.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. So, Andrew, does it make the Saints less likely to sign Richard Sherman? I feel like it.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like it might. I feel like Richard Sherman might not sign until the season starts, which may not be bad for the Saints because he's 32 and you ain't getting 17.
I mean, he's damaged. He's damaged goods right now, at least for now, right? I mean, he's got bigger things to worry about, I think, than football right now.
Yeah.
I mean, just based on how that all went down, and you know, I hope for his sake that it's just a isolated thing and he can get himself squared away pretty quickly, but you know, mental health is not always that easy.
No, I think Dave, the best case scenario for the Saints, because you're only going to get like 6 to 8 good games out of Richard Sherman, the best case scenario would be like sign him around Halloween, takes him a couple weeks to get up to speed, and then you get like 6 to 8 good weeks out of him. Like, because I think that's the best case scenario. You don't want to sign Richard Sherman in August. You only have a limited amount of good games from him because he's old.
Man, the chat is on fire tonight. I paused for a second to make jokes, you know, when we're talking about someone's health and all that. So, but this is too funny not to say this out loud. Tarik says, is his cell next to Brandon Browner? That would impact my answer if we wait for him.
Well, here's the thing, though, Dave. The Saints waited.
Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Here's the thing, though, Dave. The Saints waited for Andrew's UDFA son, Carl Granderson, while he was in jail. Should they not also wait for Richard Sherman?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, why not? Well, I don't. Richard Sherman's not going to actually be in jail. Yeah, Richard Sherman is going to be out of jail. Granderson was like
apples
in
and
jail.
Oranges.
Yeah, he was in jail.
Yeah,
dude was doing time.
He was.
I wanted to follow up on this.
Federal pound me in the ass prison.
On this dispatcher, you know, because everybody on social media wanted her fired and thought it was handled poorly, but the a former King County sheriff. So not the current sheriff of King County, but a former King County sheriff is defending her, saying that she did everything right. You know, he says it was a very serious incident, as it turned out. But of course, the call receiver, when the first call came in from the wife, she doesn't know that. Well, what are you telling me? That when a call comes into a 911 call center, your first reaction isn't to assume that the situation is deadly serious?
That's right.
Are you, what the fuck? Is this guy an idiot? This is crazy. This is crazy.
You mean the woman?
Yeah, the woman caller. So she's just like, well, it wasn't that serious. She couldn't know that it was that serious. Yeah, she could have. It's her job. She's 911.
Yes.
Don't you have to treat every
serious?
Don't you have to treat every 911 caller serious?
Literally, when you pick up the phone, the implication is shit could be real.
Well, and he's like, and he's saying, oh, well, you know, stuff is happening, and these dispatchers have to get information quickly. And it's like, I understand that, but like, you don't have to be a bitch about it. You can just keep asking the question in a calm tone. You don't have to have that. She had a very
She had a Karen tone to her.
Yeah, she
full
did.
On,
she really
look.
Did.
I have no training. I have no idea how I'm supposed to field that call, and I feel like I could have done a better job. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I could have fielded that call in the moment, in that heat of the intensity of it all, and I feel like I would have done a better job of handling that situation.
Here's the thing. Before
just
we,
saying.
That's right. Before we get to the questions from the listeners and the new segment, we have a new trivia segment. Before we get to that, we are going to do something amazing in a couple of weeks with the live stream. So stay tuned. Thomas is drawing up plans, schemes, the live stream.
Dave is eating prosciutto.
Yeah. Like Dave
picking his nose.
Like, the live stream, if you think it's fun now, it is about to get a lot more fun. So just, that's a tease. Thomas, did I do a good enough job teasing what we got cooking for the live stream?
For your standards, very good.
Look, can't even just give me a real compliment. Can't even say good job. He just has to give
you with the backhand.
He has to hit me with the backhand every time.
That's how we roll.
So
okay, I give it up.
So Thomas, fire up the trivia question that we're gonna start doing. Maybe not every week, but regularly for the people. We got a really fun trivia question for the people this week that I thought of and did a little research, and I try to make it so where you can't just Google it. So what quarterback, Dave, drafted by the Saints, has the second most wins in Saints history behind Archie Manning's 35?
And Aaron Brooks wasn't drafted by the
That's
Saints, right?
That's right. Neither was Drew Brees. Neither was Bobby Hebert. It's tough. This is a tough one. We need some... We might need some trivia music, Thomas. We might need like we can't. If we play the Jeopardy theme, YouTube would ding us copyright. Andrew, do you have an answer?
Write a jingle?
Yeah, write the trivia jingle.
Oh, yeah, we need a new jingle. I can play the old one if you want.
Andrew, do you have an answer?
They have to be drafted, right?
They have to be drafted by the Saints.
Damn, Andrew Googling already.
Yeah.
With one hand.
I need to Google.
Thomas, reveal the answer. Daniel got it.
Already?
Oh, no. I want to guess this. I want to guess. Yeah, because I'm trying to think, like, all the quarterbacks, like the Billy Joes, Jason
was first.
Jim Everett. You know, there's a lot of, like, wait, did he already say it? Did Jason
already
say it?
Yeah, Jason already said it.
Oh, it's Dave Wilson.
Reveal.
Wasn't he a supplemental draft pick?
He was a supplemental draft pick.
That doesn't count.
I was going to say Dave Wilson.
If you don't count Dave Wilson, you know who's third?
Is it Werfel?
It's fucking Werfel.
Is it?
It's Werfel.
Bravo.
How many wins is Werfel?
Six. Dave Wilson is 13. I mean,
Wilson had that many wins. He had 13 wins.
He had 13 wins because in 86, Hebert broke his foot and Dave Wilson went 6-7. So,
wow.
You know?
So how many games did Wilson play in his career?
I don't know.
How many losses did he have?
He was like 13-19, you know? I mean, Archie only won 35 in like 11 years, which is just insane.
Yeah, Jason's asking, Werfel had 6 wins. Werfel started 3-0.
That's right.
'98. He started with 3 wins. Yeah,
that's right. Two of them. Werfel came in against the Rams, so he had 2 starts. So, I mean, that just shows
unbelievable.
So, I'm going to try to come up with these trivia questions that you can't really just straight Google them. It's just going to be it's hard to come up with fun random.
Or you can send them to us.
Send us a trivia question. We'll do it. But that's trivia. So now that we've got the trivia out of the way, Thomas, fire up the music and let's get to the questions from the peoples.
Ralph Shuffle, finger guns.
Finger gun, man. This song. It's like poetry, man. My dream is that we have another live event and people will come dressed as Morten Andersen and Brian Hansen to the live event. That is my dream to know that
Morten Andersen.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Dressed as Brian Hansen. Yes. That would be the
A. Ralph, I hope you bring your Dave Wilson fathead with you to the live show.
Is that Dave Wilson as a fathead behind your wall?
He's in the middle there.
Yeah.
He could be.
He's got the ball cocked, ready to throw a touchdown strike.
Yeah.
That must have been one of his 12 wins.
The just naming a random Saints player and declaring them a fathead behind me, that's never going to get old, is it?
Next week's question is, what's over-under on Dave Wilson touchdowns? 4.
Like, I can just tell from the stance that Breeze is really the fathead in the middle. But honestly, above him and below him, I have no idea. Like, I literally can't tell from here. Mm. It could be anyone.
It's whatever you want it to be. All right, Thomas.
Yeah, don't tell us who it is.
Yeah.
And what's, Dave, you're muted.
It's going to be the trivia.
What's first up? What's first up, Thomas?
Okay, first question from your boy, Alan. What new sponsor?
Not Budridge?
No, what? No Budridge this week.
What?
What new sponsor name should grace the Superdome? Wrong answers only.
Blue Chew.
That's pretty good.
Manscaped.
Yahoo Finance.
the Gamble Superdome.
Papa John's. Jimmy John's.
Sorry. Jimmy John's.
Close enough.
That's pretty good.
What
do
next?
They have either of those franchises in Poland, Thomas?
No, neither.
Isn't McDonald's like high-end luxury in Poland?
Yeah, it is.
Seriously?
I told you that.
Yeah.
No, not high-end luxury, but it's pretty expensive. In my
really?
Opinion.
It's like Olive Garden.
Yeah.
How much is like a Big Mac?
You can't compare.
How many Vladi Divots is a Big Mac?
I think like 10.
Oh. 10 Vladis, wow.
10 Vladis.
10 Vladis.
10 Vladis. Mm. Yeah. Pretty expensive.
And a salami and a link. Mm.
All right.
What next?
Okay, next question comes from Saints to Death. He asked us like 4 questions, so we couldn't make all of them. So first one is, if you could bring back one Saints interior lineman / free tech from history, who would it be?
Ooh.
Glover and Martin included, or Fally pre-heart condition retirement?
Well, we know Ralph's answer. That's Wayne Martin.
Yeah,
we already know that. Oh, man, Leroy Glover is so tempting.
I mean, 2000 Leroy Glover was...
I think that's my answer.
Yeah. I love me some Wayne Martin, but if you're just given like specific years, it's gotta be 2000 Glover. I mean, 2000 Glover, he was unblocked. He had 17 and a half sacks from the defensive tackle spot. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, has Aaron Donald ever gotten
No.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
What next?
I'm going with 2010 Cedric Ellis, guys, on this one.
Oh, he's a fat head behind my wall.
I think he had. I think. Joke I've ever heard. I think he had 8 sacks that year.
Oh, get the fuck out of here with that. All right, Thomas, what else you got?
Okay, another question from Saints to Death. Very serious one. Does any of the hosts have game day traditions, past or present?
Little Ralph.
Like, did Little Ralph have a pair of lucky underwear he wore on game days?
Follow-up question. Does your mother laid out for you?
Does Little Ralph's mother lay out his clothes for him?
Yeah, my mom would lay out the Ricky Jackson jersey and my Saints hat, and I would wear it, yeah. No, that was my Ricky Jackson jersey. I had a Ricky Jackson jersey I wore probably like 86, 87, 88, like every Sunday when I watched the Saints until I outgrew it.
I don't really have any traditions. Just depends on the game and
but like
what
as
time
a
the
kid,
game's at. And
well, as a kid, did you have any traditions for the with Mets or like the Islanders? No.
No, not really.
Andrew, did you have any tradition as a kid that you did?
No, not really. I've gotten more superstitious as I've gotten older. So I will wear whatever outfit I have. If the Saints win, I will keep wearing that exact same outfit.
That's right.
No exceptions, no changes. Until they lose. So, like, if they win 6 weeks in a row, I just keep wearing that on Sundays. I'll wash it. So, like,
I'm not a,
don't wash it kind of thing, but just it's got to be the same boxers, same shorts, same jersey or shirt, whatever. It's got to be everything the same. Same socks, same pair of socks.
I'm not a big superstition person for football, but for baseball, I'm a crazy person when it comes to superstition. And I don't have an explanation.
I think that's part of
why.
The culture.
Yeah.
That's kind of like
Ralph, what about
my wife?
Dude, she's not superstitious, Thomas, because she takes every game that the Astros play at an intense level. Superstition is not allowed. She was losing her mind today about the Astros not getting hits. I've seen her lose her mind about spring training games. Like, her intensity for the Astros it's uncomfortable.
You know that defensive tackle question? I'm going to throw Derlin Moore out there.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
I never saw him play, but everything I've read about him.
He might be what the Saints need this year, Andrew, because he was so dependable, like he never missed time. Like they need a dude that just is going to show up.
Well, is Derlin Moore still alive?
No, he passed away.
Yeah, right? I mean, no. You know, Allen could probably give us a good synopsis on
Derlin Moore was the only decent defensive player the Saints had for like 5 years in the 70s. Yeah. I shit you not. Like,
yeah. Another thing that we do is my dad, years ago, he's a big LSU fan. I gave him a Devery Henderson jersey. This is a long time ago. And
go Tigers.
He never wears the Devery Henderson jersey, but he will put it on it. He will put it somewhere, like kind of drape it over a chair. And he'll just, same thing, he'll kind of leave it there until the Saints lose. And then once they lose the jersey, he'll kind of migrate to different places around the house.
That's not weird
at
all.
Yeah, I don't know. But it stays in the same place until they lose kind of thing.
What next?
Anthony Enriquez in the chat said, Dave's tradition is getting angry about holiday Saints games.
Facts only.
That's a tradition I want to die.
A tradition like no other.
And, well, I think I'm the most angry this year because, you know, my daughter's birthday is on Halloween and Saints pulled that shit on me.
Yeah, that's rough.
Fuck.
I feel you on
Allen
that one,
says,
brother.
Unofficially, Derlin Moore had 40 career sacks. He played nose tackle in Wade Phillips' scheme, and he played defensive tackle in the four-man front.
Well, you know? No, I mean he had Darylin Moore had like 48 sacks in his career. I was just looking at this.
Yeah, they just redid them where they can count.
But yeah, I mean, there was a bunch of seasons where he didn't get credit for sacks, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, that's the 48. That's why the total probably went up. They just literally on Pro Football Reference were able to import like all the count all the sacks. Now before the NFL
really?
Made them unofficial, yeah. So like all the stats in Pro Football Reference are
so
updated.
What did that entail? Like going to look at old games or something?
No, they have a guy that like did all the stats and he like sold an import to them and they like updated them all. It happened.
Wow.
It happened this week. Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. Anthony Enriquez says, wait, Hollis so Thomas. Norman Hand would be a fun guy to add at defensive tackle. Just fun. If you want like a fun fat guy, Dave, Hollis Thomas, Norman Hand would be
wait, are you
guys.
Telling me that there was some like guy in his basement who or had already watched all the old games and who had calculated all of these stats?
I do not know how they did it.
And then that guy sold it to the NFL?
He sold no Pro Football Reference.
That is f***ing stupid.
Oh, okay.
Wake up.
Yeah. They didn't count sacks until.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I'm seeing like sack totals in the 70s. Yeah, you're right. This is crazy.
So, like, by the way, Thomas just played that Morris soundbite. Check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it so you can get updates. Thomas cut a clip from our Mike Haas interview where he added the Jim Mora videos from the rants from the
I want to see that
the Stowers rant. He even found the video from the Useless Game rant where Jim Mora yells at Ron Swoboda, walks off, walks back, and yells at him some more, and he's got the video of it. It's fantastic. It'll be the best 15 minutes of your day besides this podcast.
It comes from the heart.
That's right. So check it out. Our YouTube channel is awesome. So, Thomas, is that all our questions or do we have any more?
No. We have one more. Andrew, before we go to it, I have to apologize to you.
What is
it? I lied. Last question comes from Budrich.
Yes. At the buzzer.
From the three-point line. So question from Budrich is pulled from Twitter. Which running back duo would you say is the best? Kamara Ingram, McAllister Bush, Pierre Thomas, and Darren Sproles, Hilliard and Hayward, or Thunder and Lightning? And why is it Thunder and Lightning?
That's funny.
What is Thunder and Lightning supposed
come
to be?
Come on, really?
That's Chuck Muncy,
that's
Tony Galbraith.
Muncy and Tony Galbraith.
That's some old shit. That's some old head shit.
It
is. Yeah, Galbraith was the fullback, but he caught like 76 passes in one season. He was, I think he led the league in catches, Ralph, that year?
I think so.
And then Muncy, before he got addicted to coke, was like a 1,500-yard a season back. So
yeah,
he was – that was a sick tandem, yeah. Yeah.
I would say PT and Sproles. That may be I may have an affinity for them, but I would say PT and Sproles. And that was back when they only ran the ball 16 times a game, and they still put up some good numbers. You know, I think if PT and Sproles played now, when Sean Payton runs it a little bit more, I think their numbers would have been even better.
Dave, you are cheating on your boyfriend.
I am cheating.
How could
on
you
my
have
boyfriend?
Not chosen Kamara Ingram?
You're right. I am cheating on my quote unquote boyfriend. But I will say this:
Lightning.
Pierre Thomas. Pierre Thomas. It was my original love. Just absolutely for a running back. Pierre Thomas. I love him. He was
Pierre Thomas.
I don't know. I feel
he was underrated, underrespected.
I feel like
I'm taking Thunder and Lightning out of this because I never saw. Thunder and Lightning play. Actually, I never saw Hilliard and Hayward play either.
I had to say, if you're gonna go on
you
one year,
loved Hilliard and Hayward.
If
let
you're
me just
gonna
tell you that,
if you're gonna go on one year, I think it's really hard to beat Sproles, Pierre Thomas from 2011 because Sproles was beyond ridiculous and set the record for 20 yards.
But I mean, Kamara, his rookie year was every bit as good as Sproles that year. right?
Yeah.
No, he didn't set the record for all time. He wasn't returning punts and kicks.
He was rookie of the year, for God's sake.
I know, but he didn't set the NFL record for all-purpose yardage.
But
though.
He wasn't. That's but all-purpose yards.
All your problems with aggression.
All-purpose yards includes return yards, and Kamara wasn't a returner. So
exactly my point. Which
but
is
the
like
question is RB duo. So like your all-purpose yards include return yards, and this is an RB.
And your boyfriend.
Yeah. Wow. And you I do mean, your Kamara, boyfriend like that?
Kamara and Ingram were the most fun. I'll give them that.
I mean, I didn't watch. I mean, Thunder and Lightning is kind of before my time. I mean, obviously, I know about them. But I've watched all these, and this one's tough for me because obviously Kamara has been incredible, and Ingram was really good. Deuce McAllister. The thing about Bush and McAllister, like that tandem, I would say that Bush came too late. Like Deuce, I think he had 1,000 yard season left in him when Bush came, but like it wasn't the same Deuce. It was just terrorizing the league. You know?
Here's the thing though, the yards for Pierre Thomas and
Sproles,
the rushing yards is almost identical to Ingram and Kamara from 2017. And the
what
catches.
Are the rushing attempts?
Yeah, I mean the yards, but yes. because Ingram only had 400 yards rushing in 2017.
Right, but how many touches did Kamara and Ingram get?
I feel like Sproles and Kamara both were averaging like 7 yards a carry. That in
no, I'm sorry. That was I was looking at receiving yards. It was 1,800 to 1,300, but receiving yards, Sproles and Pierre Thomas edge ahead. So, it's tougher than you think. I was with you, Andrew. I was like, it's gotta be Kamara and Ingram, but man, that duo was.
These are all great tandems. This is a tough question.
Hilliard and Hayward.
What?
Hayward was fun, but he was never really any good. Like he had.
Yeah, if you look at all these players, Ironhead Hayward is by far the worst.
Yeah, like
I would say, of Hayward all these names.
Yeah, yeah, like Hayward was fun, but like. Yeah.
Your dad disagrees, Andrew. Check
the chat. Yeah. Well. I think he remembers me loving Dalton Hilliard, so you know.
Yeah.
Biased.
I mean, Andrew, they could have had Dalton Hilliard and a picture of me as a great Saints running back duo, and you'd be like, I think I like that one.
Dalton Hilliard, done. Ralph Marlboro. Yep, done.
So this wraps up this show, and I just want to say to everybody, we're ramping up for camp. Camp's only what now? What's today? Today's the 18th. So we're only 11 days away from training camp, 12 days away, and
55 days away from kickoff to week one.
And I just want to say our training camp coverage is better than everybody. We do a show every day covering practice. We have audio from players, from Sean Payton. Ain't nobody going to have that on a daily freaking basis as soon as we have it. So we're the best. So if you're thinking of signing up and you're holding out, sign up. Because training camp.
Shout out to Ralph Marlboro. Shout out to Ralph Marlboro. Please don't stop tweeting. You're awesome.
He's gonna get a checkmark before me. God,
he's so good. He's so good.
Man,
it's funny.
I want a checkmark. I want.
What happened to Dave?
I don't know. I want a checkmark just so I don't get shamed. I'm tired of just people piling on me, laughing at me for not having a check mark. But Thomas,
but listen, Ralph, you getting a check mark is not going to stop that.
Yeah, but you'll have to go. You'll have to come up with something new. The check mark thing, y'all just beat me over the head with it. So,
Dave,
Thomas,
Dave, your computer's working again.
play the music and get us out of here.
I just like lost my internet there for a sec.
Dave. Your internet's as shaky as my left hand sometimes, I swear to God.
Wow.
That's what Bob Dole said.
I just got a new router. I got the new Cox Panoramic router.
Router. So you can download and watch Sophie's Choice and it won't freeze up on you?
Apparently not.
So Thanks for everybody for joining us in the chat. You guys were on fire tonight, as Andrew said. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to Andrew, Kevin, MIA with the doctor girlfriend. Thanks to Thomas running the show back in Poland, setting up the trivia with the Dave Wilson silhouette, had the Shy Tuttle video. Thomas, chef's kiss. You were on it tonight. It was brilliant. We love having you on board. But guys, thanks for joining us. And remember, kids, don't shoot your dick off. And until next week, the bar is closed.
My copy of Sophie's Choice is on VHS.